Amen. We thank God again for the opportunity to get into the counsel of God. Praise the name of the Lord. Yesterday, we began to speak about the mystery of His will. Praise the name of the Lord. And brethren, it's a very deep thing. There are things about God that are very unfathomable riches. Somebody called it the unsearchable riches of Christ. The things that God proposed in Himself. Praise the name of the Lord. He made plans inside Himself. He took counsel with Himself to accomplish certain objectives. Praise the name of the Lord. And He brought us into the picture in Himself. We read that in Ephesians chapter 1. Now, I want to say this because sometimes we live as if we have no agenda. Praise the name of the Lord. We live as if we have no program. We live as if we are like the atheists will say, you know, accidents. Do you understand that? We wake up, we do anything, we go anywhere, we get involved with anything, and we live as if we are nobody. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, this gospel is what makes me somebody. I don't know if you understand me. The somebody that I am is birthed out of the revelation that before I was born, the God who made the heavens and the earth knew my name. He called me by my name. That name might not be the name that my parents gave me. I hope you understand what I'm saying. That name might not be the name that my parents gave me. My parents named me after their own understanding. Praise the name of the Lord. But then, what we call life is a process of discovery of the new name. Are we together, brethren? He said, I will give you what? A new name. Do you understand me, brethren? This name is known between me and God. When He calls me that name, I only know that only one person can call me that name. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together? He said, I will give you a new name which no man can know. It's a deep mystery. Praise the name of the Lord. When you discover your name, you will begin to live to fulfill that name. Praise the name of the Lord. Your destiny, your purpose is to conform to that name, to become the name that the Lord has called you. Praise the name of the Lord. So life is a journey of discovery. It's a journey of unfolding revelation. It's a journey of light shining brighter and brighter unto the full discovery of who I am. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together, brethren? The life of Jesus is a pattern for you and for me. Praise the name of the Lord. That life is a pattern. When you read through, you look at Him. He speaks about the glory that He had before He came into this body. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together, brethren? And yes, glorious things are spoken of you. In case you did not know. Now, and I keep telling people, I say, the circumstances of your natural birth are totally irrelevant. Are you understanding me? So, if you pride yourself that your parents are rich, or they are poor, or whatever, you are just limiting yourself. Are you with me, brethren? Yes. It is completely, the fact that a prostitute gave birth to a child, threw him into a dustbin, is irrelevant. Praise the name of the Lord. What is irrelevant is that that child hears this gospel. And with this gospel, he has the potential to become everything that God proposed for him to what now? To be. This gospel takes away the limitations imposed by this natural realm that is under a curse. Are you understanding me? This, he said, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you what? Free. It's not a time to complain. I have nobody to put me into the water. No, the one who will set you free is standing before you. Every time you hear this gospel, there is one standing before you. Say, what do you want? He's not wanting story. Are you understanding me? He's not wanting you to tell him a long story. He wants you to tell him what the situation. What do you want? He said, I am blind. Give me what now? Sight. That's what he wants to hear. Praise the name of the Lord. Brethren, what are we saying? The truth is that this gospel is the greatest potential that humanity has ever known. But we have not exploited 5% of it. When the church connects with this word, nothing shall be what? Impossible. Anything that the mind says is impossible, it is not true. When you get this gospel, you can fly, you can disappear. Are you getting my point, brethren? Nothing. The man that was in the mind of God is a man without limitation. You will walk through this wall. Do you understand the point? Yes. You will go to Saudi Arabia, appear in somebody's dream. Are you getting my point? Heal him inside the dream and go. He will wake up whole. This man, let me tell you, one of the key things in God now is to unlock. There's a door that must be what now? Opened. John said a door was opened where? In heaven. When that door is opened, you will step in. You will realize that all things are possible. Then this world, see this world we're living in, you become fed up and tired with it. Are you with me, brethren? You will look at this world and you're wondering, what am I doing in this, what now, environment? That same world that used to fascinate you, because you have seen another world. Are we together, brethren? Let me explain something to you. There was a man, his name was David. David was the only king in Israel that was alive and crowned his successor. The only king, he was alive and crowned his successor. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Now, what does that imply? Every other king died before a king was what now? Raised. David was alive and crowned his successor and bowed down to him. Praise the name of the Lord. Let me explain, brethren. You know, the Bible says about Jesus, he said, he shall see his seed. How will he see? He said, when he makes his soul an offering for sin, then he will see his seed. He will live to see the new man. You don't have to die to go to heaven. Are you getting my point, brethren? You don't have to die to see the new man. You have to die to the old man, brethren, and in your own flesh, you will see what now? A new man. David was alive and saw that seed. You know, this whole business is the business of bringing forth what now? The seed. Praise the name of the Lord. Are you with me, brethren? We will not die. We will live and manifest life. Praise God. Some have passed on. But for those who died, like I said yesterday, holding on to this reality, they are never dead. You don't understand me. This truth we have is stronger than death. Are we together, brethren? It is more powerful than anything. A man dies holding on tenaciously. You think Abraham is dead? The Lord Jesus said they are not dead. Are you getting my point? Moses and Elijah walked with him on the mount. They were talking with him. They were just in a different frequency. Is it not correct? Yeah. There's another world that is unseen with what now? The eyes. And in Ephesians 1, it says that in the administration of the dispensation of the fullness of time, these two words will do what? Will collide. Praise the name of the Lord. And you can step from one into another. Praise the name of the Lord. The gospel carries tremendous possibilities. And brethren, let us turn our eyes away from the distractions. And let's begin to focus. When we begin to focus on this gospel, strange things will begin to happen. Strange experiences. Strange things will begin to happen to you. Because we will more and more push into this realm, come out, push into it, come out, push into it, stay more in it. Until we transit to a point where we are in this one and in the other one at the same word, time. Are you with me, brethren? The challenge of this generation is that we are looking at the world. We're looking at a hallowed tomb man with great admiration. We look at things that the world has to offer and we are interested. A time comes of Babylon. He said, no man buyeth of her what now? Merchandise anymore. We have lost interest in it. Praise the name of the Lord. People stay like this and their minds are obsessed by things that are carnal, sensual, devilish, worldly. They are completely obsessed with it. Brethren, if we want this one, the law is that we must reject what? The other one. Are you together? You can't have two of them at the same time. And this is why what we're talking about tonight, we are making choices every day. You are making a choice. And I'm telling you because sometimes we do not understand the implications of the choices that we are what now making. If you understood, you will begin to kick. Are you getting my point? You begin to struggle. You begin to strive. He said, strive to enter. Praise the name of the Lord. Brethren, are we together, brethren? This thing is more serious than we think. It's much more serious than we think. And brethren, we are in the time of the manifestation. Believe me, we are. And I believe this is why God is speaking to us in this way. Praise the name of the Lord. Take your Bible. Create time once in a while. Every one of us, God has been impressing something up in my heart. You see, whether you like it or not, no matter how busy you are, once in a while, take time out, shut out this world. No matter how busy you are, there's something God told Israel. He said, when you go to keep the feast, he said, no man shall desire your land. Do you know what that means? If you say, now I'm going to fast for 10 days, you lock up your door. You think that the heavens will fall? The Lord says, I will keep what now? I will keep things. Oh, you're not getting me. Praise the name of the Lord. Once you choose first the kingdom of God, other things will be what? Added to it. You will think you lose something. If you're a businessman, you think your business will suffer. We have learned that it does not suffer. Because this other law overrides what now? This one. Are we together, brethren? If you work in a company, create time, take casual leave. Not for anything, but casual leave to do what? To seek God. Spend some time, shut out everything. Take your Bible, begin to seek God. This is a generation that will seek Him and they will do what? They will find Him. Show God that this thing is much more serious than the things we take seriously. These are exhortations and they've been coming. Brethren, make the right choices. Make the right priorities. Praise the name of the Lord. We can't keep, you hear this word, hear it, and then you get out. And in 1 week of interaction with the world, you negate all that you have gotten here. Are you getting me? You know, the world, I said it yesterday, this world has one agenda. Is corruption. Praise the name of the Lord. I pray that as we interact, wisdom will begin to speak to us. The voice of wisdom will begin to come to us in our daily lives so that we can maximize the things that the Lord is giving to us. The Holy Spirit is released to us to take the things of Christ and transmit them to you, make them real to you. There's a scripture in John. He says, if a man love me, I and my Father will come to him and make ourselves what? Real. Amplified says, make ourselves real to you. Let me tell you, he says, the disciples asked him, he said, Lord, how is it that you will appear to us and not to the world? Now, I'm sure you understand that where we are transiting to, the Lord will begin to appear to you. You begin to, in every day, this spirit called Jesus Christ will begin to become more tangible to you. He will become so tangible that you are relating with him as you are relating. It becomes real. That somebody can ask you, who are you talking with? And you said, I am talking with who? Jesus. You're not following me, brethren. He said, if a man love me, he said, I and my Father will come. Amplify says, and we will make ourselves real to you. You know, sometimes now when you pray, you're wondering where God is. Brethren, he will be so real that you will see him. And the seeing is not with this. Do you understand the point? You know, we have become so used to physical sight that is the reality. Now, when the eyes of the inward man, those seven eyes, begin to be opened, then you will know what reality is. Praise the name of the Lord. We will know what is real. He said, I will make myself real to you. I will come to you. I will sit with you. I will talk with you. I will relate with you. I will never leave you nor what? Forsake you. Do you know that Jesus will become visible? How do you say it now? Omnipresent to all that will enter into that reality. I don't know if what I'm stuck, I don't know if you're following what I'm saying, but I'm trying to tell you your tomorrow. Are you getting my point? I'm trying to tell you your tomorrow. What the Lord has in mind for you is to come to you. He said, I will not leave you comfortless. I will do what? I will come to you. That's a promise, and it's going to be real. Praise the name of the Lord. So as you're walking, he is walking with you. Praise the name of the Lord. You understand? He is. You know that he is here. No shaking. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 4. 1 Peter chapter 4. Hallelujah. There is an appearing of the Lord. You know, when the Lord appeared to Simeon, Simeon said, Lord, let your servant depart in what? In peace. For my eyes have seen your salvation. He saw the fact that this world, I am through with you. Praise the name of the Lord. I am done. I am disconnected from you. I am finished with you. It happened to Jacob when he saw Joseph. Praise the name of the Lord. And he thought Joseph was dead. Just like many people think that Jesus is dead. Are we together, brethren? They thought he was dead. And so they continue to live their lives, not realizing that Joseph was alive. Not only was he alive, he is actually sitting on the throne. He is one that distributes life. They told him certain individuals had the privilege to go up first. Some of us have been called to be the first partakers, to see this reality, and then to come back and tell the brethren. Do you understand? You know, some people saw resurrected Jesus first, isn't it? When they came back and told the brethren, they thought it was what now? Fables. You know, there are things we talk about now, and some people think these people are just, you know, you understand? We're imagining things. But praise God. The day came when Jesus stepped into their midst. Is it not correct? And they saw him. That day, every doubt did what? Vanished. Brother, there is a reality. When I say reality, it is not the things that are seen with the natural eyes. Praise the name of the Lord. He said, peace be unto you. Praise the name of the Lord. So when Jacob saw Joseph, And the Bible says that Joseph, Amplified says that he showed him proof that indeed he was Joseph. There were things that they knew between themselves as close people before. And Joseph said, remember this, that day we were there. You said this. Remember that day we were there. You said this. Do you understand the point? And Jacob said, true. You are what? Joseph. When Jesus rose, he showed himself alive by many words, infallible proof. In fact, Jacob said, you know what he said? That it is enough. I can now what? Die. The essence of my being alive has been what? Actualized. There is a reason why you are alive. I'm telling you, it's not these things that we are following. No. There is a reason, and that reason is to see the Christ. That's what God told Paul. He said, I have called you to see the Holy One. To hear what now? His voice. And then to become the embodiment of that message and carry it to the world, Gentiles. Brother, you are to hear this word. You are to respond to this word. You are to become this word and then carry it to the world, the nations. Any other thing you are doing, you are not getting it. Praise the name of the Lord. No, everyone here is part of a great plan and a great commission to reproduce the seed of God in this body and to say to be a light to the Gentiles. The Gentiles will see this light, brethren. Are we together, brethren? It is God's divine purpose. That's why you're here today. To receive this light, to become this light. And then the Gentiles will see this light. The people that sat in darkness, unto them great light will shine. So let's recover ourselves from the distractions, the things that we're pursuing, the things that are occupying us, brethren, and begin to give ourselves to this reality. Praise the name of the Lord. The time is upon us. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. 1 Peter chapter 4. He says, since Christ suffered in the flesh for you, for us, arm yourself with the same thought and purpose. Praise the name of the Lord. There is a thought. There is a purpose. There is a plan. Praise the name of the Lord. And we are to arm ourselves with a determination. Paul said, I was not disobedient to that revelation that was given to me. He says, arm yourself with that thought and purpose, patiently to suffer rather than fail to please God. Did you notice that? Praise the name of the Lord. The end of your journey is to become His good pleasure. That's what Ephesians says. He says that He was to make us sons to look like Him, to be blameless. And that is His good pleasure. The day He gets a son like that, He will say, I am well pleased. And you see, when God gets that which satisfies His heart, God enters into His rest. Are we together? The rest of God, the Sabbath of God, will end in this generation when a people arise in whom God is what now? Well pleased. When God made things, He said, it is good, it is good. But when He made the man, He said what? It is very good. Praise the name of the Lord. Our minds must capture this. When you capture it, it becomes your map, the blueprint, your roadmap, your destiny. Praise the name of the Lord. In Ephesians chapter 5, He says that we should not live like the Gentiles, vague lives, thoughtless lives, purposeless lives, lives without focus, without direction, without a consuming burden. Until you are consumed by a burden, you have not started living life. Are you hearing what I'm saying, brethren? Until you are consumed by a burden, you have not started life. You are floating. You are wandering. But you are not living. There must be an obsession about us, brethren. This is what this kingdom message is all about. To commit an obsession to us. Over time. You know, how many people here know about a lady called Amy Carmichael? Have you heard of her? No, you don't. You know Davido. You know Wizkid. You know Beyoncé. You don't know Amy Carmichael. Brethren, I'm serious about what I'm saying. You see, the Lord wants to shake us up out of this thing. Praise the name of the Lord. Take time and search out. Men have lived this life full. Search them out. Let their lives begin to stimulate you and challenge you to stop wasting time. Ephesians 5 says, do not live, you know, as the unwise. Amplifier says, do not live vague, thoughtless, and purposeless lives. Amy Carmichael was a lady. She was English, and she spent the whole of her life in India. We know Mother Teresa today, but you need to know Amy Carmichael. Praise the name of the Lord. You need to know men who committed themselves to this thing. When you read their lives, you ask, what makes men give up a comfortable, settled, secure life and commit themselves to uncertainty, to deprivation, to danger? Do you understand the point? And even sometimes certain death. What is it? I want to see that thing. I want to see it. There's something that you need to see to change your direction. That's something you need to see to begin to have a motivation in life. Many are wondering, youths of this generation just loafing, sagging, putting your hand in your pocket, and just wasting the precious time, precious opportunity that God has given to, you know, accomplish his objectives. We are just wandering around, feeding on things that have no value. Brethren, there's a rebuke from the Lord coming tonight. And every one of us is supposed to decide whether actually God is rebuking you and then what you are going to do about it. There are heroes of faith. Praise the name of the Lord. I don't know why I'm going this way tonight. But I tell you, brethren, let everything spoken in this conference not stand in judgment against anybody. Let it not stand in judgment against anybody. Go, open your books. If you're a young person, there are young persons. How many people know about Jim Elliot here? How many people know about Jim Elliot? You don't know. These are the people you should know, not Spider-Man and Batman. I hope you're hearing me. Praise the name of the Lord. Not Spider-Man. Those are not the superheroes. If you want to know who the superheroes are, they are heroes of what now? Of the faith. They are the real heroes. Praise the name of the Lord. Are you hearing me, brethren? Go find them out. There are many people, brethren, who have engaged in this magnificent obsession. And their lives, they sowed it as a seed. Some of us are here today because somebody somewhere made an offering, poured out his life. Men came here and used their blood and watered Africa. We are born again because of that. They were not stupid men. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen, brethren. Amen. He says here that rather than fail to please God, you know, when a man engages with the will of God, like we say, this will is not just a wish. It's actually an energy that you can connect with. Praise the name of the Lord. And that will begins to drive you. It becomes your obsession. When Jesus said, I did not come to do my own will. He wasn't just speaking for himself. That should be your own motto too. Your own, what they call it again, mission statement. Your vision statement. I came not to do my will. Our destiny, our glorification, our resurrection is bound up with the Father's will. Are you understanding my point? Yeah, it's bound up with the Father's will. And whether we like it or not, that will be done. In Revelation chapter 10, verse 7, he says that in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when that messenger begins to sound, that the secret purpose of God, the plan of God, that secret desire will be executed and accomplished upon the earth. It will be done. In that time. I believe we're in that time. I believe there's a voice going forth telling us that, look, life without purpose, life without an understanding and apprehension of the mind of God is baseless. Praise the name of the Lord. There's a scripture in Acts chapter 17. I think 17, 32 or 34. It said that David did the will of God in his what now? Generation. He served the purposes of God in his generation. That was his life. David was a man. He served. That was a commitment, a response. He served the will, the purpose of God. For every generation, there is a divine purpose. Is that correct? Acts chapter 17. He said that he has made of all men, you understand, one blood. And that he had determined beforehand the boundaries. Do you understand? The times and the what now? Seasons. What does that mean? It means that God has one goal and one objective, and that is to bring forth a man after his own what? Image. It is the vision of Christ. But then he divided that project into seven epochs. Do you understand? Seven dispensations. For each dispensation, an aspect of that project is what now? Executed. And for that dispensation, he raises up men who will fulfill his purpose in that what? Generation. Praise the name of the Lord. They will do that, keep patent with that generation, and they will rest. And that generation will rise up to do another aspect of it. And you and I are living in the end, when the full measure of this reality is to be manifested. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together? This thing needs to catch us. You can't hear this gospel and live a regular life. You can't hear this word and live a normal life. You cannot hear it and live a casual life. God is challenging us in this camp. Jesus said, this is how you are to what now? Pray. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. In my heart. In my home. In my marriage. In my business. Do you understand the point? In my fellowship. Thy will be what? Done. Thy kingdom come into this place. Let this place be a sphere where everything is done wholly according to the mind and purpose of what? Of God. That is a challenge, brethren. Are you obsessed like that? That in my house, thy kingdom what? Come. This my house becomes the kingdom of God. Everything done here must be holy according to the mind and purpose of what? Of God. Do you have that commitment? It's a challenge. But this is the prayer that Jesus said you should do what? You should pray. Praise the name of the Lord. Brethren, what are we trying to say? We're trying to say, brethren, that we are not living to the standard of what we are what? Hearing. And it is dangerous. It's dangerous for me. For us who preach, it's even worse. But it's for all of us, it's a danger. That's what Hebrews tells us. Hebrews chapter 2. He says, for if the word preached by angels received punishment when men disobeyed it, how much more the word that the Lord is declaring what now? Himself. Praise the name of the Lord. God help us. Amen. Hallelujah. So look at the theme. He says, for whoever has suffered in the flesh, having the mind of Christ, is done with intentional sin and has stopped pleasing himself and the world and pleases God. Praise the name of the Lord. So we see two dispensations here. One dispensation is called the old dispensation, whereby a man lived to please what now? Himself. He was doing things because he likes it. He's doing things because his body is good, feels good about it. He's doing things because he feels it's a profitable materially for him. He's doing things all obsessed with what now? With himself. And usually you don't want anybody to step into that space. Praise the name of the Lord. And the Lord is saying, there is a new dispensation where this man lives to do what now? The will of God. You see, the whole of the life of Jesus was a commitment to do the Father's will. And the Bible says he left us what? An example that we should follow therein. Where are the men, brethren, who are totally committed to God's will in everything? In everything about them. This is the life. We're not religious people to hear this word and then things become normal. I am challenged by what the Lord is saying. Praise the name of the Lord. And so it's my own responsibility to begin to address it in my life, in my family. It's your responsibility to address it in your life, in your family, in your business, in everything that pertains to you. There's a generation that must arise. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Look at verse 3. It says, so he can no longer spend the rest of his natural life. King James calls it the rest of his life the rest of the time in the flesh to the lust of men, but to the will of God. Praise the name of the Lord. It says he can no longer spend the rest of his natural life living by his human appetites and desires, but he lives for what God wills. Verse 3, for the time that is past already suffices for doing what the Gentiles like to do, living as you have done, in shamelessness, insolent, wantonness, in lustful desires, drunkenness, reveling, drinking bouts, and abominable, lawless idolatry. Praise. And here, King James calls it to have wrought the will of the Gentiles. Now, this is the theme of this message. The will of the Gentiles. Now, just like the will of God is an energy. Praise the name of the Lord. And you can connect with it. The will of the Gentiles is an energy. Have you felt something called peer pressure? Young people, old people. Hello? A compelling word, force. Pushing you. How did it feel for the three Hebrew children when everybody was bowing down? What do you think it took for them to stand there upright? I'm asking a question. You have to put yourself into that environment. And you see, look, the whole field, everybody is what? Bowing down. You know, naturally, we don't like to be, you understand, to stick out, odd man out. Nobody likes that. Is that correct? Yes. A lot of people have found themselves doing things that they didn't want to do. They didn't want to feel the odd man out. Praise the name of the Lord. But here, so we're saying that this will of the Gentile is an energy. It's a pressure to conform. We see that in Romans chapter 12, right? He said, do not be what? Conform. Why? There's a pressure forcing things to be into one particular word now, mode. There are many pressures. Fashion is a pressure. Do you understand that? Yeah. You want to ask yourself, why we see young people wearing jeans that are torn like this? Now, the ones that are torn here. And in your natural mind, you ask, why would somebody want to wear this? Are you getting my point, brethren? It's not a joke. There is a pressure. There is a force. That is a power. That is what? At work. Praise the name of the Lord. Yeah. When it's Christmas time like this, everybody begins to pull down. Like if you're from the eastern part of this country, everybody. You know, some people spend their Christmas at Niger Bridgehead. Yeah, they spend 3 days because of the hold up there. That's where they are. Some will die on the way. They must come home for Christmas. Sometimes they just come home, spend 2 or 3 days, and then they start heading back and spend all that they've accumulated from January. They spend it in a few days, and then they run back. And then you ask, what is going on? Now, brethren, it's a force. It's a power. It's an energy. And we must disconnect from it. If we do not disconnect from it, the thing will push us into an end, a conclusion. Because both the will of God and the will of the Gentiles are pushing towards a destination. Are you getting my point? They are pushing towards a destination. If you key into that will of the Gentiles, the ultimate is to become a man of lawlessness. Hello, are you understanding me? The ultimate is to become a man of what? Lawlessness. Psalm 2. Why do the heathen rage? What is it that is boiling inside them? What is this spirit that is driving them? What is this energy that is pushing? He says that the heathen, imagine what now? A vain thing. They are pushing an agenda that is vain. They are pushing an agenda that they cannot accomplish. But they are pushing it. There's something within the soul of man fighting to cast off restraint. There's a power. There's an energy rebelling against every form of control, of order. You see it in the children, the young generation. You know, because they are the most susceptible ones to this spirit. Do you understand? So they manifest it. So you see the non-conformist mentality. Do you understand the point? And they are walking. That spirit says, let us break their bands, what? Asunder. Now the Lord showed me something. I think it's that Peter. He said that there were certain spirits that were being chained in Tartarus during the original rebellion. The Lord, very bad guys. They can't afford to be, you understand, left, you know. So the Lord tied them up. And he will release them in this last hour. So these are the spirits that have been pushing their chains. Release us. Release us. Do you understand? They know that the final hour is at hand. They are raging. They are raging. He said, let us break these chains. Let us break forth into humanity. Let us execute our own agenda. So, but then their activity is what you see manifesting in the hearts of what now? Of men. Those spirits bound, the Bible bound them in chains of what? Darkness. One day we will talk about those spirits. But I want to tell you, brethren, that these spirits are the things fermenting, do you understand, all these agitations. They will be released when men have broken through the boundaries. You see, every time you see they legalize abortion, they legalize homosexuality, they are pushing towards their final word now, release. They are pushing. What are they trying to do? Look, every restraint, moral restraint, break forth. And the moment humanity comes into that realm where there are no restraints, this thing will do what? Comfort. Thessalonians, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. He says that this mystery of lawlessness is working. These spirits are straining. They are pushing. So when you see Obama making certain laws, don't listen to all those his fancy statements. So that man has been used to remove the landmarks. Praise the name of the Lord. Are you getting my point? And if Clinton had followed Obama, you would have smelled pepper in Nigeria. Praise the name of the Lord. You see, people don't understand. I keep saying that Christians don't understand. The people of God have no understanding. Praise the name of the Lord. So, brethren, there is a push. They have been able to destroy the order of one man, one wife. Do you know that there are pillars of the earth? One of the pillars of the earth is the home. The husband and a wife. It's one of the pillars upon which morality is founded. The moment you destroy it and have single women rearing up children, then you have two homosexual men. They adopt children and they raise them up. Do you understand what we're talking about? We are pushing. You know, he said that this mystery worketh, and he that letteth will do what? Will let. God has been putting a finger of restraint. And I've said it here. One of the reasons is so that the church might come into her what now? Estate. God has been restraining, buying time. I gave an illustration the other time of the counsel of Ahithophel. You know, that counsel of Ahithophel, one of the counsel of the ungodly. He said, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel. See what Ahithophel said. The first counsel he gave was David, Absalom, go and sleep with your father's wife. The moment in public, the moment Absalom did that, you know, you may blame Joab, but you see, that day, Absalom sealed his word now, his doom. There is no way in this life that Absalom and David can stand face to face forever. You see, the enemy, when man fell, the Lord left us a remnant, a rope, to draw man back from the pit. And the enemy is bringing counsel to humanity to do what? Cut that rope. You know, do you know why Ahithophel gave that thing? He gave it so that the men with Absalom will fight, knowing that there is no hope of reconciliation. It's either do or what? Die. He said, so that the hands of the men that are with you will be what? Strong. When the hands of wickedness are being strengthened, men are setting up rebellion against who now? Against God. There is an attack, brethren, upon the moral fabrics. I said it here the other time, brother. You see, for Hitler to take over the minds of Germany, he had to break down moral fabrics. He didn't do it in one day. But he started teaching them certain doctrines, and they began to imbibe it. Until at a point, they began to see him as the Messiah. When he had stepped into that space in their soul that was reserved for who? For God. He now unleashed his agenda. And they had a meeting. I have a book. When they had a meeting on what they call the final solution to the Jewish problem. And they came there. By the time they were there, he had occupied their souls. And when they said, men began to come up with ideas how to do what now? Destroy the Jews. Brethren, let me tell you, when the enemy has sufficiently broken down the fabrics in the minds of men, they will turn against you. The essence will be to wipe out your remembrance. He said that the heathens will say, let us cease, cause them to cease from the earth. And it is why you must enter into your own place of safety. Are you understanding me? There is wickedness devised against you, and yet you're playing snakes and ladders. You must enter into your safety. You need to come to the place where no weapon formed against you shall what now? Prosper. You need to step in now before the danger. After giving that counsel, the next step was, release me, let me go against the people this night. While they are still tired, weary, while they are still playing around, they have not entered into their rest. I will deal with them. I will smite the king. Only. You know, do you know what it meant? The enemy wants to disconnect the consciousness of the Christ, our connection with our head. He wants to disconnect it. And he said, I will bring all the people back to you. Are you understanding my point? The church today is moving back to Babylon. Moving back. Why? Because there is a doctrine disconnecting men from what now? The head, the Christ. Pastor. Pastoral system is devilish. You do not understand the implications of it. Praise the name of the Lord. I don't know if I'm communicating to you, brethren. You see, he says, once I smite the king, I would return every man what? Back to you. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together? So there is the enemy is releasing a counsel. And they are working committedly to towards it. But we also thank God, God has his own counsel. Hushai released his own word and said, go tell David, where you are tonight is not enough. You have not reached your estate. Move. Cross the world, the Jordan. Praise the name of the Lord. There is a Jordan to be crossed. It is the river of death to self. It is the river of death to the flesh. If you cross that Jordan, the dragon has no more power, what? Over you. The dragon is giving power over them that dwell on the world, the earth realm, the carnal realm, the sensual realm. So, brethren, it is important that we know what we are all against. So, here, there is the will of the Gentiles, brethren. It is working. It's the Bible calls it the mystery of what? Lawlessness. The essence of what the spirit of the Gentile is. We look at Ephesians chapter 12. Praise the name. You see that spirit that is at work. When the Bible says don't love the world, there is a spirit in the world. Is that what the Bible says? Yes. It said we have not received the spirit that is in the world. Is it correct? But we have received the spirit that is what now? Of God. And we have said here that if you receive the spirit that's in the world through the things you watch, through the things you listen to, through the things you interact with, you will not have the appetite to receive the spirit of God. The word of God will be burdensome to you. The presence of God will be dry to you. What the mistake the church is making today is they are trying to adjust to young people instead of young people adjusting to them. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Yes, they are working so hard to try to bring the gospel in such a way. I look at them, I say, you don't understand anything. This gospel is spirit. It is not mechanical. Are you understanding my point? It is what? Spirit. You see, the enemy through the young people are putting pressure on the church. And the church is what? Bowing down. So we are watering, diluting, adjusting. In fact, the gospel is irrecognizable now because we are trying to accommodate them. They should accommodate us. The young people should adjust to the same gospel. It has been the same thing from what now? From ancient times. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together, brethren? We need to understand this. So suddenly you find people, you know, wearing all kinds of things just to make the young people feel at home. You can't feel at home in this world. Are we getting my point? You cannot be at home in a worldly carnal environment. It's not home. It's not home. Are we together, brethren? You can't come looking like a devil in church and then you feel that's your the way you like it. It's the will of the Gentiles. Praise the name of the Lord. You are conforming to a spirit. And you need to get out of that environment. Because that spirit is leading the people back to Absalom. Praise the name of Ahithophel said, I will just disconnect them from the head. And then I will just shepherd them all back to you. I will lead them together as one man. We will not be disconnected from the head, brethren. We cannot allow things to disconnect us from the head. Praise the name. Are we together, brethren? If you're a young person, you know, I sometimes I go for Christian weddings. And this is somebody, this is a girl I know. But on her wedding day, I can't recognize her again. As I'm looking at her, I'm not sure it's the same person. Now I'm talking about reality. I'm looking at her, I can't recognize her anymore. Because suddenly she's looking, hey, praise the name of the Lord. I'm being very real, right? I can't recognize anymore. Because the thing is, the first layer, the second layer, by the third layer. One young man called his father-in-law. You know, after the wedding, they went to, you know, on honeymoon. So from there, he called her. Say, please, sir, let me ask you, don't be offended though. This is your daughter I married. Is she fair or dark? She says, the man is saying, why are you asking? He said, because the person that I was with is fair. When she entered into the bathroom and come out, she became dark. So I'm confused though. Praise the name of the Lord. Yeah, I sometimes, you know, the wedding is going on fine, everything. Then when the reception starts, you will now start hearing, no do, gara, gara for me. Christian wedding. And then, no, the dance is the one that is killing me. Brethren, please, if you should bear with me. Eh? You know that dance is a form of worship. And there are only two kinds of worship. You're either worshiping the Lord or worshiping who now? Baal. Now, when you dance Makossa, for instance, Makossa is a vulgar dance. Is it not correct? It's a sexually suggestive word, dance. And right now, most of the dances that people have are sexually suggestive. And people get born again, so-called, but they don't leave the dance behind. So sometimes there's somebody in the name of God and, you know, I say, what's going on here? And you notice that during reception, Christians just lose their hey. They feel that this is the, we have done all the Christian stuff. Now is the time to let loose. Your wedding tells a lot about you. I'm telling you, your wedding speaks a volume about you. But it's not only your wedding. Everything about you. Praise the name of the Lord. But are we together? The will of the Gentiles has entered. You know, he said, somebody said, Lord, the heathen have come into your what? Sanctuary. When did they come in? They've come in. They've penetrated gospel music. Is it not correct? They penetrated gospel music. You know, I listen to what is called gospel music. And most of it will not take you anywhere. You will enjoy it. You know, there's a realm of music that just the body enjoys. Is it not correct? Yes, you can shift your leg. You can do like this. You can dance. You can feel good about it. But it doesn't lift you into the presence of God. Enjoy it. Fine. But you will stay where you are. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, I personally love Nathaniel Basson. Let me just be practical. I love the young man because of his simplicity and spirituality. Nathaniel Basson. Praise the name of the Lord. A lot of our gospel musicians are just superstars. The way they dress, they are just imitating Michael Jackson and Beyoncé and all that. And I say, why would you be doing that when you are supposed to be a light unto the Gentiles? Is that the commission? Yes. You are supposed to be a light unto the Gentiles. And they are just imitating them. Why would you imitate Michael Jackson? He lived a miserable life. Died a miserable death. What is there to imitate about him? Praise the name of the Lord. And brethren, look, let me tell you something. You will decide, you will choose for yourself which frequency you will operate on. I've said it, let me emphasize it again. Every day, as we function, we are changing what now? Location. Your soul is moving. And you will end up somewhere. If you choose the things that will take you, what now? Down. There are a life that the will of the Gentiles will take you down. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together? Yes. It will take you down. It will take you down. Their music will take you down. Their lifestyle will take you down. And in the day of the great unveiling, you will be revealed at what level, whatever level you are. That's why your choices every day matters a lot. Are we together, brethren? Choose the things that will lift you up. Choose the word. Every gospel is not the same. Are you understanding my point? Yes. Every gospel, all this, what they call them now, motivational speaking, they're not taking you up. They're not what? Taking you up. They are just, how do I call it? What do I call it? There's in medicine, they call what they call placebo. You understand? Drugs that you just give somebody to give him the impression that he's taking a... See, that's what it's called. Placebo, yeah. They're not real. There are some people, I could mention their names. You're better off just don't bother listening. Praise the name of the Lord. You need the gospel that changes your frequency. When you hear it, your appetite changes. You find yourself desiring what now? The things of the Spirit. Praise the name of the Lord. Yes, sir. So, brethren, there is a will of the Gentiles, and it is being propagated. The world is pushing in a particular direction. They everything about God, they are casting off. He said that, they say, let us cast off what? Restraint. People cast off restraint when they lose sight of the heavens. Remember what happened at Mount Sinai? How many people remember? They said, Aaron, make us gods. As for this man Moses, we don't know what has what become of him. They had lost sight of Moses. You know, it's like the Lord Jesus Christ who went up, say, I'm coming again. And the church came to a point and said, look, leave that thing. Where are the Jews? Do you understand? Give us something different. So when Aaron came down, he saw that the people were what? Naked. They had cast off what now? Restraints. They had cast off the moral barrier. The gospel imposes moral boundaries on you. You know how far you can go. Beyond this, don't cross. The humanity, the will of the Gentiles says, no. They call it no. What's the name of that term they use? No absolutes. So you cannot say anything is wrong. That is their term now. Don't say, you have no right to say this is wrong and this is right. If you do that, that's absolute. So it's a matter of how you feel it. If you like it, for you, that's okay. Praise the name of the Lord. And so issues and questions are coming out now. The pedophiles are pushing. If you have noticed, they are now saying that's the way they were made. So who are you to say it is wrong? The people who are propagating are finding it a problem. They don't know on what basis of authority to say pedophile is wrong. Because they are being challenged. They remove God. They've removed the word of God. What they don't know is that the word of God established the boundaries. Are you getting my point? It is the reference point. Who says it is wrong? God says it is what? Wrong. You take it out. And then you are saying that pedophilia is wrong. What makes it wrong? What is wrong? If the homosexual says that's the way, that's my orientation. The pedophile is saying what now? That is my own what? Orientation. So they are now battling with it. They have opened Pandora's box, but they don't know yet. It's not only pedophilia. When the thieves will come and say, you understand the point? Well, who's to say something is wrong? The thief will push until everybody. In fact, they will have to bow and say, stealing, well, it depends on how you see it. Yes. So eventually, nothing is what now? Wrong. So the man of lawlessness now what? Emerges. I don't know if you understand. When you kick God out, get ready. I'm telling you, get ready. Because those guys in Tartarus are waiting. Praise the name of the Lord. They are waiting. They are waiting to break forth. So all kinds of unimaginables are going to come forth in humanity because the restraint that was put there, they have what? Cast off. Praise the name of the Lord. Brethren, are you understanding me? So when you hear the word of God, God is setting boundaries for you. They are boundaries of safety. When you dwell within the camp, you are safe. The enemy cannot come into that camp because there's a bloodline on it. Are we together, brethren? What are we trying to say? The safest place is the will of God. Are you getting my point? The safest place is what? The will. God designed it that man will get the greatest benefit when man submits wholly to what God has for him. What is the wisdom there? Wisdom is simple. Lord, I can't think for myself. What is your program for me? Let me just do what? Follow the program. It says, if you seek that kingdom, every good thing will do what? Will follow you. Say, surely, goodness and what? Mercy will follow me. The day man sinned, a curse began to follow him. Is it not correct? evil things, bad things began to happen. Man entered into a chaotic cycle. Things just happened anyhow, by chance, accident, all those things began to happen. Because man broke out. And God is saying, return, you sons of men, come back to me. And then, brethren, order and harmony will come into creation. Creation will enter into rest. So, brethren, for you to enter into your rest, you must key in into the will of God and key out of the will of the Gentiles. Praise the name of the Lord, because the Gentiles, they are rushing headlong unto perdition, unto destruction. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Brethren, I believe that God is seeking to bring us to something. Let me read something to you. Psalm 106. Praise the name of the Lord. Psalm 106. When God brought Israel out of Egypt, he had a plan for them. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together? He had a plan. But the plan was conditional that Israel would submit and yield to God's plan. Praise the name of the Lord. Psalm 106. Hallelujah. I will read verse 7, 8, and then I will jump to verse 13. Praise God. Verse 7 says, our fathers understood not thy wonders in Egypt. They remembered not the multitude of thy mercies, but provoked him at the sea, even at the Red Sea. Nevertheless, he saved them for his name's sake, that he might make his mighty power to be known. Let's go to 13. They soon forgot his works. They waited not for his counsel. Now let me read this in Amplified. Praise the name of the Lord. Amplified says, but they hastily forgot his works. They did not earnestly wait for his plans to develop regarding them. Praise the Lord. Brethren, take note of this. Look at verse 14. He said, but they lusted excessively in the wilderness and tempted and tried to restrain God with their insistent desires in the desert. And he gave them their request, but sent leanness unto their souls and thinned their numbers by disease and by death. Praise God. Okay, let's stop here for a while. When God brought Israel out of Egypt, he had a plan. Did he have a plan? Yes. He was to bring them out of a condition. I'm sure we all know that Israel represents a condition of bondage to sin, to the devil. Do you understand? And to the world. Are we together? In this life here, Israel represents a man who is in Egypt is a man who is a sinner, an unbeliever, right? And he's bound. He is under the yoke of sin and the yoke of the devil and the yoke of the world. And then the Lord comes into that situation and brings you out. He has a plan to bring you into a land. It's another realm of life. Are we together? Here, where it says that creation shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious world now, liberty of God. So in Egypt, the energy that was working was the energy of sin. In the promised land, it becomes the energy of what? Righteousness. Hello? Are we together? Where we are released from the curse and brought into life. Now, but this plan is to be executed phase by what? Phase. Hello, are you there? To be executed step by what? Step. We are to follow the Lord day by day. Now, the Bible says here, that they did not wait for his plans concerning them to do what? Develop and what? Mature. It calls for patience. Are we together, brethren? This plan calls for what? Patience. Look at what James says. Let me read James to you. James chapter 1. Praise the name of the Lord. James chapter 1. Quickly, I'll read verse 2 and verse 3. Praise the name of the Lord. Okay. Verse 2 to 4. He says, consider it. I'm reading Amplified this time. Consider it wholly joyful, my brethren, whenever you are enveloped in or encounter trials of any sort or fall into various temptations. Be assured and understand that the trial and proving of your faith brings out endurance and steadfastness and patience. Now look at verse 4. He said, but let endurance and steadfastness and patience have full play and do a thorough work so that you may be a people perfectly and fully developed with no defects, lacking in nothing. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together? God has an intention to develop the personality of Christ within us. But he does it through a process. Sometimes there are trials, temptations, testings. Do you understand? Sometimes there are difficult, what now? Situations. But it says, if you patiently endure unto what now? The end. The end is God's destination. To have a people fully what? Developed. Now, Israel was to go through that process. Somewhere along the line, they encountered another gospel. Are we together now? And in this gospel, instead of just waiting for this process of pruning, do you understand? Of, you know, refining to complete, they heard another gospel that says, name it and claim it. I don't know if you understand me. And so they changed. They refused to wait for God's plan for them to do what? Develop. Romans 5. Patience worketh character. Is it not correct? Yes. Tribulation worketh patience. Patience works what now? Character. It works character into us. And this is the true gospel. But here, they heard under gospel. And the Bible says, they began to weary God with their insistent what? Desire and demand. Who will give us flesh? Give us this. Give us that. Give us this. Give us that. Praise the name of the Lord. They missed the track entirely. And God, you know, whatever you want, God will give you. Is that the law? Yes. So they wanted meat. God gave them what? Meat. In the scripture, I think in the book of Numbers, there is a place called Kibrot Hatava. Have you read that scripture before? Kibrot Hatava, the graves of what? Lust. He said, there they buried the people that what? Lusted. While they were still eating, the thing was in their nostrils. Because God says, you want meat? I will give you meat. But you will eat it and eat it until it starts coming out of what now? Your nostrils. Brethren, I don't know if we're following this message, but I pray that we do follow. We are to follow the Lord patiently. Sometimes the road might be rough. Sometimes it's easy for somebody to offer you a quick solution. Do you understand? 7 steps to miracle. 7 keys to financial prosperity. Very soon they're going to have crossover night. You know, and people offer you all kinds of easy what? Solution. It's not like that. Are we together? What God is doing is a thorough work. Requires patience and trust and faith in the midst of situations that sometimes outwardly may seem adverse to you. Are we together, brethren? Yeah, sometimes you have situations. You have been praying 1 year. Sorry. Did it go out? Yes, it did. Praise God. 1 year, 2 years, you're waiting. I mean, we waited 22 years. Praise the name of the Lord. That's not 22 days. That's not 22 days. But surely, at the appointed time, it was. It came. Are you understanding me? What would have happened if, like Abraham, we decided to, you know, and you can find scripture. I remember a pastor in Enugu who wanted to put away his wife. And he began to search scripture. Search scripture. And you know, when you search scripture, the devil will show you. He came up to Esther. And the voice he heard was, Vashti shall no more be queen. He said, I've had it. And that's how the wife was gone. That's how the woman was out. Vashti shall no more be queen. Praise the name of the Lord. He found it. If you look for it, you will find it. Oh, you know, the Lord says to the crafty, and what? Crafty. Did anybody read that in your Bible? It's important that we come to God with a true heart. Oh, because if you come with left hand, he will give you what now? Left hand. That's what he says. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together, brethren? Yes. The Lord's plan for us takes time to develop. It's a thorough work. Sometimes, when things are not going right, be patient. Keep trusting the Lord. Are you with me? Stay in the will of God. That which you know God wants you to do, keep what now? Doing it. At the appointed time, it will manifest. Whether you like it or not, God is real. Are you understanding me? God is what? Real. We have tasted him. We have touched him. He is real. And he is faithful. He is reliable. He is dependable. And brethren, it says that God, much more abundantly willing to show unto the heirs of salvation the immutability of his counsel. You know, God is seeking, doing all to show you that he is committed to what he has told you. Are you understanding me? God is pushing to convince you that that promise I made to you, I will do what? I will not fail. So that you can anchor on it. You can have an anchor for your what now? For your soul. An anchor that is sure. Israel refused to wait for the plan to develop step by step to maturity. And they deviated and began to operate a gospel. Give me, name it, claim it. Do you understand? Ozubo, ozubo, gospel. Point and key gospel. And the Lord gave them. You know, prosperity, people are getting it. Isn't that correct? Yeah. The problem is what is happening to where? To your soul. Because that's really what matters. This body may go down to the earth. This spirit may go back to God. But the soul is the container, the vessel, where the treasures are gathered. It is the soul that will be opened at the end of the day to find the measure of Christ that you have accumulated. If you have wasted your life seeking the things that moth and rust can eat, the vessel will be what? Empty. That vessel, that is your mansion. Are you getting my point? That vessel, that is your inheritance. So better put something inside it. Are you understanding me? If we follow, look at Ruth. Look at, what's her name now? Ruth. Ruth followed Naomi to the letter. You know that Naomi is the type of the Holy Spirit. Naomi began to direct her to her destiny. Say, go to that man. The Holy Spirit will lead you to the Christ. Is it not correct? And so, when she got there, the man said, you can't return back empty. Bring your mantle. You need that mantle. And she opened it. And he filled it. How many bushels again? 6 bushels. He said, don't go back what? Empty. You cannot return void. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together, brethren? Yes. If we walk with the Lord, enter that will, you will not come back empty. You will not return void. You will accomplish the purpose of God in your life. Do you know that every one of us here is a type of logos, the thought of God? But that logos must become flesh. Are we together, brethren? That which is in the mind of God must be fully manifested where? In your life. logos of God, the thought of God. The thought of God will not return empty. What God has planned concerning Isaac, Isaac has to take steps so that that word becomes flesh. So that, see, the purpose of God is fully manifested. I am fully developed into the image of Christ, lacking nothing. Requires patience to walk with God. Praise the name of the Lord. Abraham waited and waited. After a while, he took a corner. And of course, the results are also evident there. Praise the name of the Lord. So the Bible says here that Israel was insistent. That's what Amplified says. In their desire, give us flesh. Give us flesh. We want flesh. Brethren, when you see a person who is headstrong, self-willed, who wants his way in everything, in the fellowship, you want your way. In your home, you want your way. In your office, you want your way. You always want to do it the way you want to do it. There's a problem there. Hello, are you with me, brethren? There's a problem. Let me tell you what happened. You know, Israel, if you go to Luke chapter 23, something was happening there. There were two prisoners. We've talked about the two prisoners before, haven't we? Praise the name of the Lord. Locked up in this prison. One was a man. His name was Barabbas. How many people know him? He was imprisoned for insurrection. He is in Tartarus. Do you understand the point? Waiting to be released. For what? Insurrection and murder. Rebellion. He said he was a murderer from what now? The beginning. And he has been put in prison. Inside the same prison is the man. His name is Jesus, who is called what now? The Christ. Hello, are we together? And at the Passover, the people must determine who will be released. Now, in that place, there are two people. One is a man named Pilate. Pilate is a heathen. Are you getting my point? He is the head of the heathen as far as the land of Jewry is concerned. The other man, his name is Caiaphas. Caiaphas is the head of the people. When you see the people in the Bible, you're talking about the people of what now? Of Israel. You see, he said, why do the heathen rage? And the people imagine what now? Eventing. So you see the church and the world, what now? Ganged up. Taking counsel against the Lord and his anointed. You can confirm that, Acts of Apostles chapter 4. He says, Pontius Pilate and the rulers of the people ganged up against the Son, Jesus Christ. Brother, are you with me? Yes, both are there. And there's a decision to be made. And it is the people that must determine who will be what? Released. There is a potential inside me to become a son of perdition. Do you know that? It is there. There is a potential inside me to become a son of God. It is there. Now the choice lies with who? With me. And this choice is something that you make. I make every blessed word day. Every time I allow the flesh to have what now? Its way. I am manifesting the mystery of what? Lawlessness. Anytime I allow the Lord to have his way, praise the name of the Lord, I am manifesting the mystery of godliness. These two mysteries are there. And the Lord, in his mercy, kept asking them, whom do you want me to release to you? You know, every day, that's the question you are getting. That day, somebody provokes you. You have to determine whether it is Christ that will appear or that man of lawlessness. Are you getting my point? The day that your wife says that thing to you, you have to decide who will what appear. And every day as you're deciding, and you keep deciding for Barabbas, one day Barabbas will fully manifest. And he says, I'm not going back again to that prison. I am now what? In charge. That is the end of the matter. So, I keep saying that your lifestyle is important. What you do every day when your wife provokes you, when your husband provokes you, when your children provoke you, when your colleague provokes you, when your boss provokes you, do you understand the point? Is of utmost what? Importance. If you believe that your emotions should govern you, because he upset me, I will not talk to him. Do you understand the point? Sometimes, brethren, the things we allow to govern us, we allow bitterness. I think that it is, you know, you must respond on the same realm as the person that did that thing to you. There is no basis for it. We've been reading Psalm 109. What you want, that's what you give out. Make that your policy. Make that the thing that guides your life. Praise, knowing that whatever you sow is what you do, what we reap. If you want good, sow good. It doesn't matter the person is doing you what? Evil. What you are responding is actually what you are investing where? In yourself. It's not for that person. Are we together, brethren? He says that whatever a man sows, that's what he's going to reap. And let us not be weary of doing well. He did that to me yesterday. He did it to me day before yesterday. And so you want me to keep doing it? Yes. Do not be what? Weary. You will reap in due season. Are you understanding me? This is the mystery of life. This is why God says, pray for your enemies. Praise the name of the Lord. You're not praying for them. You're actually praying for who? For yourself. Bless them. You're not blessing them. You're actually blessing who? Yourself. Let me tell you, God says, I will be an enemy to your enemy. Don't bother. God is enough enemy for him. Hello, are you with me? If God is your enemy, you're in trouble. You don't need to help God to do that one. He said, I will be an enemy to what now? Your enemy. Anyone that attacks you, I will attack him. Anyone that comes against you, I will come against him. All you need to be to stay within the covenant. It's an agreement. Do you understand that? If you will keep my ordinances, heed my words, I will fight who fights you. Don't waste your time fighting him. Are you getting my point? Don't waste your time doing that. Don't bother. Praise the name of the Lord. So Pilate was saying, what do you want? He said, release Barabbas. Do you know why they were saying that? They were being urged by the high priest. Do you understand? The high priest was monitoring. If they ask you what you want, say who now? Barabbas. If they ask you, say what? Barabbas. And the people were shouting, we want Barabbas. Pilate said, why? What has he done? They said, release him. Three times. The third time he said, what has he done? Why do you want this man? You know, sometimes God tries to restrain us from going down the pit. And we are insisting, I want my way. Have you seen two Christians quarreling? What is the quarrel? Is each the will of men, what? Clashing. Is it not correct? Yes, if we submit to the will of God, that quarrel will end when? That day, that moment. What am I trying to say, brethren? If we follow the will of the Gentiles, something bad will come out of it at the end, though. And the Bible says, and so Pilate released the man they wanted. This release is what you call, Romans calls manifestation. If they had wanted Christ, he would have released the Christ to them. But they wanted this. And they said, let his blood be upon us and upon our children. Praise the name of the Lord. And so, brethren, when a person is self-willed, when a person is serving the lusts, praise the name of the Lord, when a person is insisting on his own way, he is setting himself up for something that he may not like at the end. Praise the name of the Lord. So, God is inviting us to lay down. Lay down your will. It might seem foolish sometimes. Praise the name of the Lord. Yeah, I've had situations. I gave somebody one million naira. And the person looked at me and said, I'm not giving you back the money. For no reason. Are you getting my point? See, when you know that, you see you're staring at the beast that come from the pit. So what he was trying to do was to provoke me as a lawyer to act. Initially, I did like this. The natural man said, I told my stand-up, go and tell him. Then I went to my wife. You know, we looked at it and he said, leave this matter be. Praise the name of the Lord. Oh, the Lord has done me better. Praise the name of the Lord. The Lord went after him. You know, I managed a big hostel for him. He just wrote me a stinker. Because he was also owing me, that's not the only money. He was owing me my management fee for 5 years. Close to 2.something million. And the Lord said, leave him. Brethren, I've seen things. And I wish I could tell you testimonies. But I found out that God can fight for you. God can fight for you. Praise the name of the Lord. The Lord can fight for you. I can tell you things. Believe me, it is not easy to trust the Lord to fight. You look foolish. Your brain will start running, you know. But I wish I had time to, you know, talk about some of those experiences. But I have come to that point, and I have learned that God can fight. The Lord took the guy, took his hostel, shut it down. Nobody is entering that hostel. That's the hostel where Shai wanted to shut it down. My sister-in-law was telling me, say everybody has fled from the hostel. You understand? She knows, my sister-in-law, she knows what the Lord does for us. Praise the name of the Lord. Yeah. You know, I had another situation. You know, the brethren had to come to them. I had to cough out 5 million naira to pay. And the Lord said, don't worry. You will not suffer loss. You know what happened? Just about a short while after that, a client of mine, I managed a property for him. So he said he wants to sell that property. The tenant there says he wants to buy. They sold the property. This person paid 3 million. This person paid 2 million. Like that. That's the house you see, you know. Do you understand the point? And all the medical bills were paid. The Lord, exactly the same amount of money. To show you that this is not a joke. Do you know what happened to the guy? The man came to me. I bought land for a client from him. He was to pay statutory fees. So we paid him the money as we agreed. He used it and buried his father. And he wasn't going to pay no fee. So my client could not carve out his own portion. It's a federal land. So we went. He, of course, this guy used to work with the presidents in those days. Not that officially, but, you know, they are the people who make contacts for them. If you want to see Her Excellency, he would do. You drop 5 million, you drop 10 million. So he knows IG, he knows everybody. So I called the friend who introduced him. I said, tell your friend that he's a dead man. I said, tell him that he's inside his grave now. I said, I don't go to police. I don't go to anybody. Go and warn him. The man called me. He said, you can't fight me. He told me, koro koro. I said, there's no problem. I didn't pray, in case you thought I prayed dangerous prayers. I did not pray. I told God, I'm handing this matter over to you. 3 weeks after, the man, his friend called me. Did you hear? Doc is dead. Doc is dead. I said, Che, here goes my 5 million naira. And the Lord says, there shall be no loss. Brother, I hope you're understanding me. I didn't kill the man. I didn't wish him bad. But I want to tell you that when we begin to step into God's will, God can kill men for you. You don't understand me, brethren. You see, he takes life. He owns it. He judges men. He intervenes for you. All you need to do is to begin to live your own way and come and connect with God's way. He will fight your battles. I could tell you stories. I could tell you. You see, why we're saying this is that because this gospel is real. You touch it, you prove it. So what I tell you is not fable, is not story. It is very, very what now? Real. Are we together, brethren? So you don't waste your time praying against your enemies. The Lord handles that. Are you getting my point? Somebody wants to kill you. Don't bother even hating the person. Just pray. God bless you. It doesn't stop God from killing him. But if you receive what? A blessing. I hope you understand me, brethren. You know, sometimes we exhaust too much energy fighting even one another. Fighting, trying to fight our battles. When the Lord says, just in me, you have peace. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So, brethren, what am I trying to say in all of these things? The Lord is calling us unto his heart. You know what God told Eli? He said, I will raise me up a faithful priesthood that will do according to all that sits in my heart. In this generation, brethren, half measures will not satisfy God anymore. The half measures satisfy God in times past. Today, God is looking for that which is totally according to what is what in his heart. And brethren, the Holy Spirit is there to bring these things to pass in our lives. Praise the name of the Lord. It's never by might, it's never by power. But brethren said, I will send the Comforter. He will teach you all things. He will lead you into all truth. He will show you things to come. He will take these eternal realities and make them experiential in your life. So you can taste them and say, yes, the Lord is good. Praise the name of the Lord. So, brethren, I pray that we have been challenged tonight. I pray that something has been communicated to you about the time and the season. Praise the name of the Lord. When we are living our life, you know, the Bible says that we are to walk what now? Circumspectly. Walking with caution. Walking with a measure of consciousness. Praise the name of the Lord. When this gospel embraces our hearts, certain crises that we have in our homes, in our fellowships, do you understand, will simply come to an end. What are you contending for? Who are you contending for? Praise the name of the Lord. Let the Lord fight his battle. If God be God, let him call fire what? Down from heaven. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. So I want to conclude, brethren. Amen. I want to conclude. We must not allow the flesh to dictate for us. We must not. You know, the Bible says that Jerusalem shall be trodden down until the times of the Gentiles come toward an end. And brethren, the time of Gentiles has come to an end. Praise the name of the Lord. We must no longer do the will of the Gentiles. Praise the name of the Lord. We must do the will of God. We must spend the rest of our time in this body, not to the lust of men, not to the will of men, but to do the will of God. Praise the name of the Lord. The Lord bless you richly. The Lord cause these words to become flesh in our lives. The Lord cause us to key into this energy that is carrying men into the purposes of God. And the Lord cause us to yield unto him. His plans for us, they are thoughts of good, not of evil. God bless you all.